Good morning, North Alexander Chronology. Tanya speaking.
Oh, hello. It's Kathleen Petty here. I'm a patient of Dr. David Jewellers. I rang and left a message yesterday. I hope someone got it.
Yeah, I gave you a call back this morning, yeah, Kathleen, and left a voicemail for you.
Oh, thank you, but we're not getting anything in or out. The phones are down.
Oh, aren't you? That's okay. I did get your message about cancelling your appointment tomorrow, so I've done that for you. We just need to rebook
you
another date.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Look, it's just total disaster here, but because we're in a retirement village, luckily, Energex provided a generator, so we do have power now, but we still aren't getting, the calls are still breaking up. And
I believe it's quite bad up there. So
it is, we've been here for a long, long time, and I think that is the worst storm we've had.
Okay. Right, so let's just rebook another appointment. Are you happy to do that now, Kathleen?
Yes, I certainly am.
All right. So let me just double check what she's got. Now, you like to see her at Caboolture, don't you?
Yes, please. I don't want to drive to North Lake. So get apart.
That's okay. No problem. So let me just have a look what she's got. Now, that's a six-month follow-up.
Yes.
All right. Having a look. She may not have anything else this year. So she doesn't have anything else at Caboolture this year. So let me look into the new year for you.
Good.
She may be opening up a clinic on the 8th. Can I just pop you on hold for a sec, Kathleen?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Kathleen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you come on Thursday, the 8th of January, to Caboolture?
What time?
12:30.
I've got a haircut at 2:00. Is there another day at Caboolture?
Not in January. So at the moment, we'd be looking at. Let me just have a look. Having a look at her next available up at Caboolture. So it would be Thursday, the 2nd of April, her next one.
Oh, dear. No, look, take the 8th. I'll see if I can change the haircut.
Okay.
12:30?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, thank you very much.
No worries, and I hope you get your power on soon.
Well, the power's okay, the phones and the internet. I'll see if I can find your message, but I don't think so.
It was just a voicemail, but if you didn't get it, that's fine. I just wanted to let you know that I got your message. But maybe it's not going through if you've got no internet. So.
I feel fortunate compared to everybody else, but
it's
a shock.
Yeah. Well, you take care, and
I will. You too.
Thanks, Kathleen.
12:30 on the
8th. On the 8th,
Thank you so much.
That's okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.